though the medieval period was dominated by the Mughal style of painting, the different schools and styles that developed in this period were Rajasthani school of paintings and Pahari school of paintings. The Rajasthani school of painting is more or less synonymous to the Rajput school of paintings, as they were the dominant ruling class in this period and patronized most of the artists. There are several subgenres of Rajasthani paintings which correspond to their princely state of origin. Mewar school of painting. The kingdom of Mewar resisted Mughal suzerainty for the longest time, eventually agreeing to Mughal power in the reign of Shah Jahan. Mewar rulers seem to have patronized art even in times of adversity, though the years of relative peace and prosperity saw an extraordinary efflorescence. If one looks at the early Mewar painting, it is realized that it was dominated by the extraordinary painter of 17th century, Sahibuddin. This period of Mewari painting focuses on Sahibuddin's depiction of literary texts, the Ragmala, the Ramayana, and the Bhagavat Puran. After Sahibuddin's death, the style of Mewari paintings changed. Most of the paintings depicted the life at court in Mewar. The unique point of this period is the extraordinary tamasha paintings that show court ceremonial and city views in unprecedented details. Amber Jaipur School of Painting. The Amber rulers were another dynasty that was closely associated with the Mughals. The Amber school is also called the Dhundar school, and their earliest evidences come from the wall paintings at Bairat in Rajasthan. Some paintings can also be seen from the palace walls and mausoleum of Amer Palace in Rajasthan. Even though some of the menfolk are shown wearing Mughal-style clothing and headgear, the overall finish of the paintings is fox-styled. This school reached its pinnacle in the period of Sawai Pratap Singh in the 18th century. He was a deeply religious man and a passionate patron of art. These two strains combined to ensure that his Surat Khana, or the Department of Painting, made miniatures to illustrate Bhagavat Puran, Ramayana, Ragmala, and several portraits. Marwar School of Painting. It is one of the most extensive schools of painting, as it includes Jodhpur and Bikaner, both ruled by the Rathors, and Jaisalmer that was ruled by the Bhatis. Like Bikaner, Jodhpur too was a desert kingdom that prospered through its close links with the Mughals. In the paintings produced in the 15th and 16th century, the men wore colorful clothing and so did the women. Kishangarh School of Painting, 17th and 18th century AD. Paintings at Kishangarh is associated with the most romantic legends, Samant Singh and his beloved Bani Thani, and intertwining of lives and myths, romance and bhakti. After surveying earlier developments in Kishangarh, the focus is on interplay between Samant Singh, the prince and lover, Nagridas, the poet, and Nihal Chand, the painter, who created some of the most legendary paintings under the school. In this period, they followed the Mughal patterns, but after the 18th century, the Rajput element became predominant. For example, there was an influx of paintings that contained linear rhythm coupled with bright colors. The Jodhpur atelier has many brilliant paintings, but the focus has always been on the extraordinary paintings in the times of Man Singh and after. He commissioned extensive series of paintings, including the Shiv Puran, Nat Charitra, Durga Charitra, Panchatantra, etc. Kishangarh School and Bundi School are the prominent schools that come under Marwar School. It is sometimes argued that the woman in Bani Thani is said to resemble the character of Radha. She has a distinctive profile and has lotus-like elongated eyes, thin lips and a pointed chin. Her odhni or headgear defines her side profile. This became the unique painting associated with the Kishangarh school. They also made many paintings on the devotional and amorous relations between Radha and Krishna. Bundi School of Painting. The twin kingdoms of Bundi and Kota are collectively known as Hadoti. The sister states formed by splitting the older Bundi kingdom between two brothers have closely intertwined histories and artistic traditions. Most of the focus is on the art of Kota, the younger of the two kingdoms and home to some remarkable art and some remarkably eccentric patrons. Bundi and Kota's kings were devotees of Krishna, and in the 18th century they declared themselves to be mere regents ruling on behalf of the god who was the true king. Similar patterns of worship are seen in several other centers including Udaipur and Jaipur. Their Krishna bhakti plays a role in painting, or perhaps painting plays a role in their Krishna bhakti. In Bundi school, paintings of local vegetation were in detail. Human face were round and with pointed nose. Color of sky is painted in different colors, and mostly a red ribbon is visible in the sky. Thank you.